Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This is year two without Diggs. So it's not like world is going to make it the return of Diggs again. No, Diggs is our brother. Diggs is our teammate. Diggs is one of us. And we're a part of his journey just as well as he's a part of ours. He's helped us win a lot of games and he's been through the struggles, the 13th second game and like all that stuff. Like Diggs was here. We love Diggs. To the world, they look at it as entertainment of his, you know, personal life, but he's a guy and we love him as a football player and as a person.
Deion Dawkins with some really nice words there on Stephon Diggs. Though it is year two without Stephon Diggs, this is also his first appearance in Buffalo.
Right. That's where the gravity of the situation comes
from. That's where it comes from. But it also, I think that Dawkins is right on this of, it's cooled off. Like, there's not enough talk about it right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm perfectly fine with that, actually. Like, I'm perfectly content with not having this, like, oh, man, Stephon Diggs is coming back to Buffalo. No. Like, everyone's been away for long enough now that you let cooler heads prevail in this sort of situation and you deal with it from there. I also think that, comedically, it'd be funnier to boo Doug Marrone than Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, and I'm not even really focusing on that because that was 10 years ago. He's so far removed. You know what I mean?
Nah, man. I'm here for the hate on the baloney, man.
I understand, but I'm not big on the booing. Like, even with Jack Eichel, like, the first game, okay. The second game, I was like, really?
Second game was after those comments, though, so it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
He embraced a little bit of a villainous role, and, like, I'm for it at that point because he did say some things that I thought were misdirected. And then
he put up a hat trick.
Yeah, but then since then, though, it's just kind of like every now and then you get a smattering of boos from a couple people, but that's pretty much it now.
Right.
Enough time has elapsed.
Yeah, I just – maybe that's just me personally. I don't know. I'm not a big booer when it comes to certain things because realistically, Doug Marrone, how meaningful has he been in anything against the Bills in the past 10 years?
Look, man, he helped usher in the Rex Ryan era. That's unforgivable.
But – you know, as Rascal Flatts says, God bless the broken road that led me straight to you. It led us to Sean McDermott and a top-tier team in the NFL.
Eventually, yes.
Eventually. Like, call it a canon event, if you will. Like, maybe Doug Marrone, that had to happen in order to get where we're at right now.
It was a weird departure, too, though.
Well, he just left, right?
Yeah. There was a clause in the contract about if the team changed ownership, which had to happen because Ralph Wilson had perished.
Mm-hmm. That he was out? Or could leave.
Perished. Passed away. Mm-hmm. What a weird word for me to say there. But Ralph Wilson passed away, and there's a clause in the contract that Marrone utilizes and gets out and goes to Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Has a good couple of years there, and then we got an autographed picture of Doug Marrone.
That says go Jags.
See? This is why. I
wish the cameras were on to see where we're pointing. But yes, there is a autographed photo of Doug Marrone. But to Dawkins' point on Diggs, just looking back on it, what did he do for the Bills?
He ushered in a new era.
He was a big driving force of Allen becoming the quarterback that he is today. He raised the level of competitiveness, right? He was the X receiver. The last time the Bills had a true X receiver was Stephon Diggs. Yeah, the departure was a little goofy. I'm not going to lie to you. There was a lot of just hearsay swirling around the situation, fueling the fire. And then he goes to the Texans. And that game we were just talking about with Howard. That terrible two coaches trying to coach away the win, pretty much, mm-hmm. right? They win that game, and then he tears his ACL. You don't hear much about him. Last season, all he did was say, I remember this quote because I played it coming back from a break at one point producing. Right. I remember this. Kay Adams or somebody asked him about, what do you think of Josh Allen? And he says, shorty ballin' for real. Like there doesn't seem to be any issue between the two of them anymore. It was just a mutual parting. I think it was for the best. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I still want Stephon Diggs on this roster because I think it's best that he moved on to where we're at right now. But I don't have any hatred towards him whatsoever. I'm not going to sit there and boo him.
And as a matter of fact,
he was a big reason you were in the AFC Championship in 2020. You didn't even deserve to be there, truthfully.
You weren't ready yet.
You were not ready at all. But he's a big reason you were even there.
Hang on. Yes and no. I do think that the Bills deserve to be in the AFC
Championship. Well, sure, but you were never going to the Super Bowl.
But also, it showed the tears at the moment where the Chiefs and everybody else.
Oh, yeah.
And that's perfectly normal for that sort of situation. But for me, what Diggs means is something that... he made the Bills go from good to great. Mm-hmm. His arrival and the Bills' ascension happened at the same time. That's not an accident. And when you have a team ascend to that higher level, not all the pieces get to stay in place anyway. You typically can't afford everybody at that point.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
And Diggs, I will never know. We'll never know the real reason unless he actually says it and comes out in the media and says exactly why he had to leave.
Yeah, that'll never happen.
We'll never get that.
No.
But the locker room is respectful of him. That's enough for me. I think enough time has elapsed at this point where, like, if anyone should be feeling salty at this point, don't. And your wide receiver room, while still having questions of a pure number one wideout, rolls along just fine.
Mm-hmm. And I think your answers to that question are possibly in the room already, especially with Keon Coleman's emergence this season. So,
yeah,
you know, I don't think it's not a dire question. We're also forgetting about, by the way, Mac Hollins. That's another guy coming back.
And walking in barefoot, and we're all going to be like, God, I miss this man.
Yeah, I think
so. And it's okay to not miss Mac Hollins either. Like, he led the team in touchdowns last year. On a byproduct of a weird roster at wide receiver. They're
and
better
also,
off now.
Yardage-wise was, like, abysmal.
Mm-hmm.
But just, it was, what a weird season for him. But
targets to reception percentage was not great
not
either.
Not great. And he got paid, though. Can't fault him for that. New England paid him to come there. So
got multiple years.
Yes.
And guess what? He's tied for the team lead in touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
He just catches touchdowns. Good for him.
And McDermott yesterday.
Try to stop him from doing that here today.
Yeah, McDermott yesterday was on with Sal Capaccio with the Extra Point Show, and he even said, it's hard to see guys, like, you know, he said he loved Mac, and same with Steph Diggs, him and Diggs and Allen were, you know, high level, the combination of them. And it sucks to see them move on. This is paraphrasing, of course, but yeah. It's tough to see them move on to another team, but it's the business. And unfortunately, business is business. That's literally what he said. Like, it is a business. We can't hold on to the personal attachment of, oh, Stephon Diggs wanted out of Buffalo. Like, no. It's all a business.
And like Deion Dawkins said, it's year two.
Mm-hmm. It's distancing itself now.
Yeah, so that's the thing. 803-0550 is the number to call as we get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll go to Pat. Pat, how you doing? Welcome to the Sports Talk Saturday. What you got for us?
What's going on? How are you?
We're vibing here. What you got for us?
I have something, but before that, I want to just comment on something. When you were talking about Brady and Brady, you know, Brady also took a little less money and stuff, and I think there was some aspect to that, too, where Belichick was like, you know, so that might have been part of it. I don't know about the whole salary structure and everything, but I think Brady helped them out by taking less money and blah, blah, blah. I know, you know, Allen's being paid a lot of money, and that could take away from what they can get on defense. I don't know. But my original point was I just think Allen has to – when he gets that flow with his receivers, you know, with Deion and Kincaid, where it's like, I'm thinking back at Jim Kelly. Remember Kelly and Lofton? It was like magic, you know? And I think that's part of getting them to, you know, the holy ground, you know?
Yeah, Pat, I appreciate that. And the joke I'm going to say here real quick, though, is Joe's 23. He doesn't know what that is.
No, I don't. I've heard of it. I've seen the replays of it. I do not. I've never seen that in person. But I do think.
And I was too young to really watch James Lofton. But
yeah.
What the point of it is that when Allen gets connected with his receivers, it does get dangerous and fast. I will go ahead and say that.
Diggs Davis, those two. When Diggs they Davis. Were flying. Beasley.
Even when he was healthy for that one season, Emmanuel Sanders was fantastic.
Look at John Brown.
John Brown had career seasons with Buffalo.
Yeah.
When Allen's dialed in, anyone benefits, and that's where the everybody eats mantra can have a little bit of a say of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't truly know what it means anymore at this point. I've given up.
It's like it's ever changing, ever evolving. Everybody eats.
And
I feel
think
like.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That the mantra, like the offense itself, is water. Free flowing.
Is it wet?
And at any point, it can be unpredictable based on the course that is laid out for it.
No, you're 100% right. And I think that, like, the developing the chemistry with the receivers, I'm not going at everybody eats here, but I think that is one possible negative byproduct of it because it is just kind of anyone who's open and whatever, like you're not throwing to the same two guys consistently. Like, oh, Jackson Hawes is in the mix. Oh, Dawson Knox didn't get anything. You know, like the tight ends are more involved this week than they get three targets that week. Like, there's not a consistency to it. I think that's the only knock it can have.
It's almost like that even a game is. Plan against opponents specifically for these sorts of reasons.
Right. Right.
So, and again, I've given up on trying to find the true meaning of it at this point. I'm just happy that it hums and it flows freely.
I think any offense would
without
Josh
my
Allen.
Understanding of the actual mantra.
Yeah, I think it was more that last season though.
Mm-hmm.
This everybody eats, like you said, very different from what I feel like last year's was.
You got year two version of Keon Coleman, who is better and is trusted on the panic plays or the panic situations.
Right.
You have another year of Dalton Kincaid, who really looks like they've got chemistry together now, the quarterback and tight end. That was something that was missing last year.
Mm-hmm.
Allen just could not for the life of him hit Kincaid on an accurate ball typically. And the season ends, oddly enough, on a prayer ball that Kincaid tracks down and eventually drops.
Right.
So it's nice to see that those two are in a much better sync because that's how the season ended last year.
Yeah.
And a painful drop on a desperation heave.
Mm-hmm.
But
and it was so close to happening too. I mean, that's
the thing.
That's Allen.
It's impressive that Kincaid tracks that ball down too.
And even gets close to it.
Even gets close to it, gets his hands on it.
See, that's where Diggs was the best though. Diggs on Allen's scramble drills.
Yes.
That connection between the two of them. That's what's scary about him and Drake May. The scripted plays aren't what Diggs is getting 100 yards off of.
And that's also where Keon Coleman is getting
exactly. There. Keon's kind of the next evolution of that. But that's where, you know, Howard was talking about the offense and watching out for Drake May, because Drake May, I hate that he's the Patriots quarterback because I actually like the guy.
He's actually legit.
Like, he's a legitimate quarterback, a prospect for sure. He's going to play his way up. But Diggs is to May what he was to Allen, I think. Not as young, not as athletic anymore, especially after the ACL injury. But those scramble passes, which May likes just like Allen does,
mm-hmm.
when he starts rolling out, doing all that stuff, he's got the guy who knew how to do it with Josh Allen. That's what you got to look out for with the Patriots and Stephon Diggs this week. I think that is one of the bigger X factors they have with Diggs.
Yeah, we'll
get into that more, of course.
We will keep going, but at the same time, there's a lot to this game that is fascinating, but at the same time, I look at it and go, the Bills have Josh Allen, the Bills have James Cook. Those two do plenty to keep defensive coordinators up at night.
Mm-hmm.
We come back, we got business to take care of.
Yeah, traditions never die.
Traditions should never die. The booty cheek of the week coming up next here, and I've got something.
I've got one or two little specs.
For a fan base of pinstripes.
Oh.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.